Time to talk cycling. The man with all of the knowledge is Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, and he joins us on the wake-up call right now. Noel, very good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. How are you going?
Very well, thanks.
Are you getting along okay? We keep staying up all hours of the day and night, presumably, watching this. There was a bit of controversy last night. Tell us about that.
Oh, amazing controversy. The Team Pursuit, the event with the four bike riders on the track for each country, has just turned into quite of a, well, it's not a fiasco, but it's just, I've never seen things happen like this. First of all, the Australian handlebars broke and the massive crash, which we can talk about in a moment. But last night, in one of the, basically they're called, one of the heat rounds, they're called semi-finals, the Danish were catching the British, like they put a lap into them, and, or they were about to, and the one rider trailed off the back of the British team, and the Danish team had their head down and just smashed into them as they were catching the British right before the finish line. So everyone thought, wow, are the Danish team out? They'd just broken the world record and they were the red-hot favourites to go through to the gold medal round. And all of a sudden, they're all over the track and the Danish wiped out the British guy. And technically, you have to have three riders go across the line and one Danish guy couldn't because he's laying on the track before the line. But later on, after about 3 hours, it was deemed that the Danish were catching the British, so they were awarded the win, and they'll go through to the gold medal final against Italy. And Australia will now, luckily, ride off for the bronze medal today. So very interesting.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, always not without controversy is sport, that's for sure. Now, you mentioned the handlebars snapping on Alexander Porter's bike. A, not very often that happens, and B, not a great thing when you're cycling.
No, terrible situation. Basically, a lot of people are poking the blame at the bike and poking the blame at the rider. And technically, really, it was the handlebars. The bike is they're a nice bike. Each of those bikes is worth over $30,000 Australian dollars, and they're a very well-made bike. I'm pretty sure they're made in Canada. It's an Argon brand. And they come with handlebars on them, but the Australians choose to put other handlebars on made by a firm in, pretty sure in Melbourne, called Bastion Cycles. And there's a new process in the world where they make things called 3D printing. You're aware of that, Robbo and Steve, 3D printers?
Yeah.
And 3D printers can make anything. They can make tendons and they can make skin. They can make anything. But as well as that, they can make car parts and bike parts.
Yep.
And these handlebars were printed out of titanium, 3D printed titanium handlebars. Now, normally they wouldn't snap. Normally they'd be pretty strong. So two things could happen. Maybe when the handlebars had been printed, made, they had a slight little air pocket in them, which is would form a crack. Or maybe someone's knocked the bike over and not told anybody, and the bike's had a bit of a fall in the hall outside the velodrome. Who would know? Anyway, the poor kid, this could have been catastrophic. He'd come off at 65k an hour and face-planted into the velodrome. His head went straight in and scunned all his chin, nose and that. He was lucky to get up, and that could have been, you know, he could have been killed. He was going that fast.
Yeah.
And Australia recovered from that and got another ride and qualified. They didn't qualify very well. I think they qualified in seventh, but they battled their way back up to go for the bronze medal ride today. But equipment failure is not good, but that could have been really, really bad. So I feel for the poor guys, 4 years of their life or 5 years of their life.
Yeah, certainly.
Gone, that'd be no gold medal ride for Australia.
BMX, first time in the Olympics, and a very sad story too of Sayer and Kai Sakakibara, who possibly would have both been in there, but Kai, the brother, had a very bad fall and a brain injury, and then Sayer carrying the flag for the family, but unfortunately she met with a sticky end as well.
Yeah, well, BMX is a pretty tough sport, and in the past few years, Sam Willoughby, he was one of our best gold medal, you know, future athletes to win in BMX, and he got paralysed in a training race. And then Kai Sakakibara, he also got a brain injury, and so we lost two of our best gold medal possibilities like two in the last couple of years. And so Saya Sakakibara, she was riding, you know, to try and prove it to her family and the world that she could do it and represent her and her brother, and she was in a gold medal possibility. You know, she's doing very well, and she had a big crash too. So luckily she didn't get injured, but it was very scary moments for that young lady, especially with her brother watching over there with this terrible brain injury that he has.
Yeah.
So, you know, cycling in any form is dangerous. But with the BMX, though, we got a gold medal with Logan Martin, Rob Arnstead. Wasn't that amazing, the freestyle BMX? That was absolutely astonishing what he could do.
He had a little trick up his sleeve, didn't he? A bit of early training.
He did. He bought a design of the track, and which you can get plans, and he made his own exact replica of the freestyle BMX arena in his backyard. Cost him $70,000 Australian, and he's been practicing on it for the last 2 or 3 years, and it showed off. He had tricks up his sleeve like no one had ever seen before.
Yeah, no, brilliant stuff, brilliant. Hey, mate, before you leave us, juniors on this Sunday, Emu Creek?
Yeah, they are. We've got the Rob Vernon Memorial for the juniors up this week, coming up this weekend out at Emu Creek Sunday, so that should be a good race. And in a couple of weeks' time, we've got the Open Rob Vernon race coming up out at Emu Creek on the 22nd. So a lot of racing coming up around Bendigo. It's good.
Sounds good.
But we'll try and keep our eyes peeled open to watch the rest of these races and see how they go in the team pursuit today. And, of course, the men's sprint coming up, and Nettie Edmondson is in the Omnium, so that should be really good. And also the Madison for men and women. So Australia's got some big chances in cycling coming up.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed, and we look forward to chatting next week. Noel, all the best.
Thank you, Robbo. Thank you, Steve.
Noel Sends. You'll also catch Noel on the Sideline View with Daniel on Saturday afternoon, sometime between 2 and 6 as well.